Relationships don't work if someone is put in a subservient position. Relations don't work if someone is put in a subservient position. Why is there constant tension between labor and management? Relationships don't work if someone is put in a subservient position. Why is it important that we understand the nature of Trinity? You can probably repeat it with me. Say it if you know it. God wants to be who He is through you and me. Am I getting that through this morning? God wants to be who He is through you and me. Do you know why Jesus came? Here's the whole purpose. This is why Jesus is so important. In Ephesians it says, Jesus came to break down the dividing walls that stand between us. Jesus came to break down the dividing walls that stand between us. Remember that scripture? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus tears down the dividing walls between us. That is who we are to be as followers of Jesus in this counter-cultural community. We are people that break down walls that keep people from experiencing the grace and love and the potential that they have in God. We are the people. Do you hear me? We are the people that break down walls that keep people from experiencing the grace and love and the potential they have in God. Every one of us has that opportunity to demonstrate the character of God, which is unity, diversity, and equality. Why is it so important that we understand the Trinity? Let's say it together. Because God wants to be who He is through you and me. Let's say it again. Because God wants to be who He is through you and me. It is only through the concept of the Trinity that the world can come together. The whole truth is in the Trinitarian God, and the Trinity is to be most visible right here in the church. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we give You thanks and praise for this thing we call the Trinity. It in no way, Lord, is to limit You, but it's to help us as human beings understand Your mission in this world. Dear God, we thank You so much for You, the Creator, for You, the Redeemer, and for You, the One who sustains us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. If you are able, would you please stand and turn with me to Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. It's number 64. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4.